Things I read while I should have been watching the Chiefs-Eagles game on Thursday in preparation for this event, which I thought was going to be very football-oriented. I read many, many things on my computer during this game. Among them, one, a G-Chat conversation with my friend Joseph in Portland, Oregon, who is divorced. Two, the iOS 7 terms and conditions document. And three, an email and attachment from my daughter Frida's third grade teacher. My TV is on, my laptop's open, and Gmail's in front of me, and my friend Joseph's little dot is green, and I type, "What's up, cum swapper?" There's a short delay. Then Joe springs into life. "Joe, nuttin', you out drankin'?" "Me, nah, watching NFL, downloading iOS 7 like some American person." Joe responds, "Fuck the NFL. It's basically canasta. You can sort of tell it's a game, but nobody knows the rules." Me, "Huh. BTW, the iOS 7 terms and conditions are terrifying, and they put all the most terrifying bits in bold, which makes them even more terrifying." Joe, "Pick of Jobs' decomposing skull?" Me, "Read this. Fuck, can't copy and paste from the PDF. Joe, "I'll get over it." Me, "Who are Apple's subsidiaries and agents?" Nothing back from Joe. I look up at the TV. There is a huge multi-factor chart that tells me the Chiefs are leading, mainly due to Eagles turnovers. While I wait for Joe to get back, I get an email from my daughter Frida's old third grade teacher. "Dear Damien, please find attached the copy of the third grade poetry collection you asked for. Frida's poems are on page 11 and 13. Very fun! 3 exclamation points. I don't open the document. I'm often too nervous to read my daughter's work. Joe's back, though. "Joe, the Mexican's here." Me, "Wow, I thought that was over. Being divorced, he dates women on dating sites and I lose track." "Joe, she brings Chinese to me on Wednesdays." Me, "You are about to have sex with a tall, slightly drunk man from Birmingham." Joe, "Wah?" Me, "I was being her fortune cookie." Joe, "Huh." Me, "Love amongst the dumplings." Joe, "Not love, Damien. Love doesn't exist anymore. If you're on the sites, and everyone is. All the divorcees, I mean. And everyone stays on even when they're seeing someone. Everyone sees multiple people. So you sit there watching telly after sex, basically terrified. You know the other person's still on the sites because you checked to see if their profile is still there, and it always is, and so is yours. So mutual terror, suspicion, insecurity and envy. No place for love. I am now devastated, so I type, I am now devastated. Joe writes back, "No, it's okay. Everyone knows there's no love anymore. And because everyone knows that this is the deal, it's okay. That's just it." Me, "You and the Mexican all snuggled up typing this together?" Joe, "No, she's FaceTiming her boy in Arizona. I remember she has a grown-up son in Phoenix." For a very little while, I read nothing and look at nothing. Then I go back to the Apple document and after a short while type to Joe, "The iOS 7 license in French is actually quite soothing." Then I see Vic in the shotgun. He throws downfield, but it's intercepted. I reread part of the exchange I had with Joe and then open the document from my daughter's third grade teacher. I skip straight to page 11. My daughter's first poem is called Pandicorn. It goes like this. "I Pandicorn, me panda slash unicorn, me cute, me sparkly, me have magic horn. I walking to pig fairy friends. We play. When it's dark, I walk home to mama. I see constellations. I see horn. I see sparkle bamboo. I see home. I crawl into den with mama. The wizard puppies shower sparkles over us. And we teleport to the sky." I read the poem twice. Then I write to Joe, "Me cute. Me sparkly. Me have magic horn." But his little Google Dot has gone orange. You expressly acknowledge that use of the iOS 7 software is at your sole risk and that the entire risk as to satisfactory quality, performance, accuracy, and effort is with you. Halftime in Philadelphia, 16-6 Chiefs. Joe's gone completely now. I go up to bed, and when I pass my daughter's bedroom, I look in for a moment, as I always do.